is Jordan Kemmel.
This broadcast is for information purposes only and should not be regarded as a recommendation or an offer to sell or solicitation of an offer to buy securities or investments mentioned herein. This broadcast is the opinion of Jordan Kimmel. At the time of this broadcast, a member of Mr. Kimmel's household owns shares of the company discussed in this program. Additional information on topics discussed herein available upon request.
This is Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Profitable Investing is a show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Alrighty, good morning everybody. Welcome back to Profitable Investing with me, your host Jordan Kimmel. And we have a great real show to line up for you today. We got a couple guests coming in. We got Greg and Greg. We have a gold expert. And we have the CEO, CFO of one of the more interesting companies involved in a new product to fight the obesity in America, a real big issue, a real big problem, and maybe a solution. But before we get there, I want to, as usual, stop, go back over the market, what we are seeing. That's right, what we are seeing, not so much what we're feeling. And this is kind of the key of what we've talked about since our show has started, since we've started our newsletter and begin sharing our methodology with the general public. And what we've talked about is there's all kinds of feelings. If I was to tell you that interest rates would go up 17 times and utilities would do well, you would really not believe it. You would be programmed against it. If I told you that there was a housing decline, or some people say a bubble popped, and the one of the industries making the most new highs in the whole market is in the real estate group, again, you wouldn't believe it. What's so critical in this business is we all need to have opinions. We all need to know where we think things are going to shake out ultimately. But by watching the market carefully and by listening to the market carefully, we do much, much better. And here's the example. We started our newsletter back with Forbes about a year and a half ago. And folks, if you haven't seen it yet, stop on to magnetinvesting.com, request a complimentary copy to get started and see what we're doing. What we did is we put together a couple proprietary indicators to figure out where the real market is going. Not where the Dow is, where the S&P is, where a couple indexes are, the NASDAQ. What we're interested in is what does the advanced decline line look like, the number of companies going up versus the companies going down. We want to look at the new highs versus the new lows, and we're in an environment right now where the market is nothing but healthy. And in fact, we just uploading the newsletter for December. It's hard to believe it's already the last day in November here, but we titled this one, "The Market Has Begun to Generate Positive Momentum. Excess Liquidity Continues to Provide the Energy." And interestingly, we are really now starting to hear a couple contrarians show up and say, hey, be careful of these very high prices. This is when the market rolls over. Everyone's talking about Goldilocks environment, which means the economy's not growing too fast that they need to lower rates, nor too slow to kind of impede employment and corporate earnings. It's Goldilocks. Well, people are saying when you hear Goldilocks, that's when the trouble starts. That's when everyone's way optimistic, and that's when everybody's got all their money already in. Well, the other key here, of course, is to go back and look at the size of the stock market and then look at the size of the amount of money in the money market. And, folks, the money is just starting to flow in. We're now in this period, which we've talked about, called the best 6 months of the year, which is historically since October through the period of April. We're also in this seasonal period of the presidential cycle, where you start to see some better news come out about the economy, and all of a sudden, for whatever reasons, and there's lots of them, over the last 100 years, a nice little time frame to look at, the major indexes have gone up as much as an average of 52% from the mid-year election low to the first year of the new presidency. That puts this Dow, we've said it a number of times, in the 16 to 18,000 range. By that time, there's going to be enthusiasm rampant. Everyone's going to want to have their money in. Folks, we're nowhere near there. We're really just getting started. Now, in today's newspaper, very interesting two articles I saw. Number one, for the first time ever, and don't sell this country short, for the first time ever, the total number in all of mutual funds has gone over $10 trillion. But that's not stock funds. That's bond funds, stock funds, and money markets. But the country has so much liquidity and wealth is being generated daily. What we saw, the stock funds for mutual funds, interestingly, we saw about 12 new billion dollars come into the market. This is back in the olden days. This would be considered an unbelievable number. We saw 1 month this year already where we saw 26 million come in. Folks, these are numbers that used to be annual numbers. And if you're willing to go back, which I think is very, very critical, you need to understand kind of where we came from, where we are, and where we're going. I think that I deal with lots of older people. I love veterans of the market that have seen several cycles, and they love to talk about the day that for the first time ever, the market, the entire market, traded 1 million shares a day. Folks, that was a big news at that time. Well, you know at this point there's several companies with an average daily trading volume in excess of 40 million shares per day per stock. These are really, truly unbelievable numbers. So I think what you have here, I asked somebody at a conference I spoke at recently, do you think we're ever going to see 10 billion shares a day? We're now seeing 2 billion shares a day trade on both NASDAQ and on New York. And this, folks, is every single day of the week. So the answer is yes, and this is where we're going. What we need to all remember, if we can, we were in a place only a couple of generations ago where this country was literally pushing west. And it was the great unknown. And we had bull and bear cycles, which had to do with weather and farming. And all kinds of little things can get in the way of big business back then. Well, folks, this is a different environment altogether, and as soon as you recognize that, you'll be able to kind of pick your eyes up off of the hood of your car and look into the horizon. Years ago, Sir John Templeton talked about one of the biggest moments that ever took place in his lifetime, which was the Berlin Wall coming down. And he talked about the consumers in this world were going from just 250 million Americans to everybody in Europe, and my God, how much it's going to change the world. Well, fast forward, folks, that was just when he made that statement, you know, what was it, 20 years ago, not even. Well, now we're talking about the BRICS, Brazil, India, China, Russia. We're talking about Vietnam. We're talking about countries that are coming into the free market system. If you're not sure about this, folks, I'll make sure you know it. They all want a refrigerator. They all want a box of tissues to blow their nose. They all like some soap to wash their hands. Folks, this is a new global society. Think not of people in China having a car. Think about the American family with four or five cars. So when we're talking about the basic materials and the commodities rolling over, and now different things are going to lead the market, what you need to know is this is something I don't think we have ever experienced in our life before. What we're experiencing right now is a simultaneous bull market in stocks, bonds, and commodities. That's simply a reflection of the tremendous, tremendous global liquidity. And the only way it stops, folks, is if there's trade tariffs, if there's embargoes, if all of a sudden folks stop trading with each other. Right before World War I, this is exactly the way the markets looked. And then all of a sudden, suddenly, someone said something to somebody. someone said something else to somebody else. The next thing you know, the world stopped trading with each other, and we went into a serious, serious decline. Well, folks, I think we've all learned lessons from those past. Who was it who said either we hang together or we hang separately? This is now a global economy, which is bigger than anyone ever imagined at this time frame already. So if I sound bullish, I am. If I sound bullish on everything, hold the door, I'm not. The whole idea is that we believe, I believe, that what you need to do is there are a few superlatives in anything, whether you're looking at athletes, whether you're looking at accountants, and especially when you're looking at companies. So what you really need to do is we've mathematically figured out what makes a great company. It's top-line revenue growth. It's margin, profit margin acceleration. It's accelerating cash flow. And what we've done is we've created something called the magnet stock selection process. It's been shown over and over and over again. If you want to take a look at the top stocks in each sector, in our newsletter, we are simply showing the top three in every group. We then combine it to make a mix of large cap, mid cap, small cap. Across the sector level, we're running with around 20 companies in our model portfolio. And if you see this list, we've had losers. We get stopped out of companies, you know, when they do get stopped out. But what I'm looking at is a plus 42, a plus 31, a plus 136, 91, 175, 99. That's just a few of the stocks on this list, folks. This portfolio was started only a year ago. Some of the names on this list up 60% only since the October newsletter of last, October newsletter? Kind of hard to believe. But what I'm looking at here is just our top-rated stocks. If there's any way we can help you, one thing we need to help you is to take your eyes off the day-to-day numbers where they're talking about recession, inflation, recession, reflation, folks, this is a global bull market. You need to understand that. This is now a bull market in stocks. It hasn't happened in a while, but we're now seeing growth stocks take off, new sectors that haven't led the market in a while. Technology, healthcare, we all know that's the future, but we also know that for years and years, there's been several of them in a row. These stocks have taken a breather. They haven't run. Now they're just starting to breathe. What we're seeing is with the excess liquidity that's been out there is now being coupled with a little bit of optimism, just a little bit of positive momentum. It's getting things moving in the right direction, and we need to have you. We're trying to get you in front of this before you miss it. So, folks, it's a bullish time. We're going to bring on our guest next. You got to stick with us on Voice America. We're going to bring up two very, very important and interesting topics that might help you profit. It certainly might help you live a little longer and live a little healthier. It's Jordan Kimmel. You got to stick with us on Voice America Business. We'll be right back after this quick message.
Listen wherever you are. 24-hour business and financial news. Solid, focused, and informed. The leader in business talk. Voice America Business at voiceamerica.com.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. and I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, my name is Aaron, and I'm a survivor of mannequinism. Mannequinism is basically when you turn into a hard plastic shell. They say it's from not being politically active. For me, it started when I didn't register to vote. And then I stopped volunteering, and before I knew it, I wasn't doing anything. And that's when I found a small patch of plastic on my right shoulder.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, folks. It's Jordan here on Voice America Business and Profitable Investing. What I would like to do now is bring out a new guest, possibly a solution for a problem. And folks, if you ever want to do right, you find a problem and you find a solution for it. One of the problems in America today, we don't go a day without hearing about the obesity in this country and what it's leading to, all the health problems and long-term care problems. What I want to do right now is bring on a friend. I met Greg Halper, the CFO, CEO, maybe president. Make sure you get all your titles, Greg, from Z-Trim. And first of all, welcome on the show for us.
Thanks very much, Jordan, and good morning.
It's really a pleasure having you. What I want to do here, folks, is let kind of Greg set up his background a little bit. There is a real problem in this country. We don't literally go a day without hearing it. Why don't you set up your background a little bit, your experience, and then what Z-Trim is and actually how you're helping?
Well, Z-Trim was brought to me back in 2002 as a possible solution for obesity because, as the finder who brought it has said, Greg, you're kind of a health evangelist based on the way you live your lifestyle. And nobody really gets it quite yet, but I think they're going to get it in the future. This is a big problem, obesity. And we have something here that was developed by the U.S. government at the Department of Agriculture in Peoria, Illinois, over many years with millions of dollars of taxpayer money called Z-Trim, a zero-calorie fat-trimming fiber from grains like corn, like the corn that sticks in your tooth when you're eating popcorn at a movie. And they wondered if I could, because of my background, which is to bring new technologies to life, and get them traction in the earlier stages of their development, could you figure out how to make this thing work, you know, make the production process go, figure out how to connect it to the market? And that was in 2002 when there was an article in the front of Fortune magazine that had a picture of a stick of butter on a plate and a cigarette burning in an ashtray, and the title of the Fortune magazine, March 2002, was "Is Fat the Next Tobacco?" And I certainly believed it was, so we acquired it, our company being Z-Trim Holdings, now, which was a name change named after the product. And we spent almost five years now commercially developing it, putting millions and millions of more dollars into it, building a plant to make this product. And what's most amazing, Jordan, about this technology, now that you have a little bit of background, is that the promise of it back in 2002 has been now realized this year, as we have a production process where we take very healthy fiber, the kind that grandma left in your foods 100 years ago by not milling it out of the grains, but today it's milled out and given to dog food and cattle feed and dog food as crude fiber. That healthy insoluble fiber that is bulk waste management to your digestive tract is put back into the food through Z-Trim. And Z-Trim, there's a saying we have here called all fibers are not created equal. And Z-Trim holds 100 times its weight in water. So we take 4% corn solids made from this fiber that's sheared in a unique patented process that we own the worldwide rights to at Z-Trim Holdings, and we shear it until it holds 100 times its weight in water, so we can take 4% solids and hold 96% water, and you have a usable fat replacement that has the texture of fat, no taste like fat, but all the goodness of creaminess, moistness, juiciness of fat. And we can now put it in foods, we put it in supplements, and we give you the ability to dramatically lower your calorie intake so you can lose weight without dieting, without exercise, and without giving up the foods you love. And you know, Jordan, people love the idea of being healthy. They just don't like to have to take any of the steps needed to grind it out and get there through punishing diets and giving up the delicious foods. And there was even a recent article in USA Week that said that if people would live 5 years longer and they would eat healthier foods, that would not be interesting to them. They'd rather eat what they want, when they want, where they want, in the amounts they want, even if it means they would live less years, but at least they would enjoy themselves today. So this is what we've got, a major breakthrough. And imagine, if you will, that you've been struggling all your life trying to manage weight or lose weight or not gain more weight, which is basically a global epidemic today in all non-starving nations. In the U.S., it's the biggest health problem. And you've tried everything, and now along comes Z-Trim. You can eat what you want. You don't have to diet. You don't have to exercise. And I'm a walking billboard, not just because I'm an enthusiastic CEO of this company, but because I, as a very health-conscious guy who had formerly been a gold medalist in world judo competition in the 70s, had still gained, I'm 48, and up from 42 to 47 every year, I had gained 3 pounds. Without changing anything in my lifestyle. My metabolism slowed down, and all of a sudden, instead of being my original fighting weight of 132, I found myself at 150. Now, I used Z-Trim once the plant was going last year. I used Z-Trim without a diet, without adding exercise, and without giving up anything that I love to eat every day, and I love to eat rich foods. I lost 18 pounds in 3 months. That's a pound and a half of sustainable weight loss every week for 3 months. And I've kept 16 of it off for an additional year without changing anything in my lifestyle. So it is a breakthrough, and I'm very passionate about it.
Right. No, and it is. And part of the reason I'm having you on is because I believe that, number one, that you're onto something big. I love your passion. And you know, one of the things that comes up in these kind of situations is, well, could it get FDA approval? And what is it going to take to actually get this, approved? You know, I love the way, you know, this actually comes out of the U.S. It's been actually created with taxpayer dollars. I think it's a fascinating story, and I know that in your business plan that we met before, and I want to share, folks, I think that they really are onto something here, that it's not so much that I believe you're trying to sell Z-Trim into mom and pop's, closet, but more working with some big, big food companies. This is clearly the way of the future. I want to mention, you know, here, it's very important, Greg, that, you know, we don't come on to promote stocks and hype them. Everyone's got to do their own research. I know that you guys put out a great amount of material, and you could show people articles. The one thing that's very clear here is you can't sell hair tonic to a guy with lots of hair. What's important is this country has this real problem. Everyone's talking about it. I've tried the brownies made with the Z-Trim. I know that I can't stop eating, you know, so I think you're really onto something. I love your passion. Maybe you can tell us about, not pending and upcoming relationships, but the fact is people have to be looking in this direction, no?
Well, we had a lot of fits and starts in 5 years of trying to develop this. We've been largely an R&D company, but in the last 6 months, we have developed all new marketing. We have gone to market. We are now a marketing and sales company. We have many countries that we're selling our product in. We have many big and small companies that are using our product. Expect to see a whole host of new product offerings with Z-Trim on the package with the Live Life Better message. And also the symbol USDA developed, which I believe we may be one of the few companies, if not the only, that has sought and received from the USDA written permission to use the USDA developed piece right next to our Z-Trim logo. And that's exactly why we're going to be differentiated in the supplement industry, a weight management product, a weight appetite control product that will be coming out well, it's actually already out in one form, but look for it to be in retailers in 07, first, second quarter. Look for that logo to be carried a banner, much like NutraSweet did back in its day, as a sweetener replacement. As far as FDA, FDA doesn't have an approval standard for this. This is generally recognized as safe. It's a category called GRAS that was around since the late 50s, and it says that ingredients that are naturally occurring in food that are not adulterated, chemically modified, or otherwise some other new substance that's not known would require an additional process. This does not. It can be sold as healthy fiber. The only issue would be claims. We don't really make any claims except that when you use Zetrim, you're lowering calories. But people do get some satiety or more satisfaction when eating because it creates greater fullness. Now, one of the things that is very newsworthy, and not to plug at all because I don't want to do that, let the product speak for itself.
Mm-hmm.
The saying, the proof is in the pudding. You've tried the products. You know they work. You know they're
right.
Fantastic. And somebody said, based on that, they said, well, this brownie's delicious. Can I eat 10 of them? You know, and because it's lower calories. And the answer is, no, you can't eat 10, but you won't, because they fill you up a lot sooner. And one of the things that just came out recently, there's a Dr. Oz and a Dr. Roizen, and they are the best-selling authors of You, the Owner's Manual, and they just came out with a book, You on a Diet. And I didn't know this when they interviewed me over in June, but the book just came out 2 or 3 weeks ago, and as I understand it, it's in 2 or 3 million bookstores and hands. There's 2 or 3 million copies in bookstores in people's hands already. That expects to be probably the next bestseller that they're going to have. And by January, when all the New Year's resolutions for weight loss are out, that probably will probably be 10 million of those out in circulation. But we got on page 90 as what I understand to be maybe the only product that was mentioned in that book. And he says help may be on the way, or help could be on the way, or something like that. And on page 90, the biology of fat, which somebody can see at ztrim.com. They gave us permission to put it up on our website, that little piece.
Beautiful.
And they said some great things about how they couldn't, their tasters could not tell the difference. And Zetrim really could be the first thing to solve the problem of giving people a clear choice. And so I think that's very newsworthy, because Oprah Winfrey was on Larry King not too long ago with her favorite people in the world, and she introduced Dr. Oz as the world's best doctor and the only man she trusts with her health.
So that is beautiful. Listen, I'm going to cut you up here because I'm hearing music. What I want to do is I want to let you really take the time. I want all the listeners to hear, get a phone number, maybe a website. I think they should get their hands on as much reading material and get their studying done. So where can they reach either you, the company, get materials?
Absolutely. They can go to ztrim.com. That's Z Zebra, T Tom, R Ralph, I Illinois, M Mary.com. Or they can call 1-866-MY-ZTRIM, 866-MY-ZTRIM. So they can call up, or 847-549-6002 for local calls. Please call, ask all your tough due diligence questions. We're here for you.
Hey, Greg, I really appreciate you coming on. I know it's okay to make a profit when you're helping others. You clearly have the interest of the public in the country and probably the world at mind. So great luck with this, and really good health. Happy New Year. Thanks for joining us.
Same to you. Thank you for your time and putting me on the air.
Okay, well, fantastic, folks. You just heard from Greg Halper from Zetrim. You are listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back after this quick break from our sponsors. Stick with us.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business, this is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
you're looking to improve sales results, increase revenue, acquire new customers, or just retain existing ones, listen to Sales Talk with nationally recognized sales and customer relationship management consultant, speaker, sales trainer, and author, Russ Lombardo. On Sales Talk, Russ provides insights and knowledge about today's best-selling techniques and methodologies. Learn about the latest sales-related software and tools to help organize your efforts for achieving more efficiency and get a better understanding of what services are available to improve sales results. On Sales Talk, Russ Lombardo and his expert guests get down to brass tacks and talk about what's needed today to succeed in sales. Whether you're a sales manager, sales professional, business owner, or entrepreneur, you'll benefit from the business insights, experience, and knowledge. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, broadcast each Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Business Channel. Sales Talk with Russ Lombardo, insights, experience, and knowledge at the click of a mouse.
Hi, my name is Joanne, and I have mannequinism. Well, I did have it, but I'm not a mannequin anymore. Doctors said over 75% of my body turned into plastic. They said it's because I wasn't active in my community, because I didn't vote or volunteer or I don't know. All I wanted to do was cry, but I couldn't because I had plastic eyes.
Protect yourself from mannequinism. Log on to fightmannequinism.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Voice America and Profitable Investing. And I will bring on a new guest right now. We're going to bring on Greg McCoach, a first-time guest here, senior analyst and the lead editor of Gold World. And you might guess it, he wants to talk about gold, the metal. Greg, are you with us?
Yes.
Terrific. Hey, thanks for joining us. Welcome on to our show.
Glad to be here.
Alrighty, and Greg, in at Magnet, the M stands for management. It's really critical we get a handle on who we're talking to and what their own expertise is. So why don't you take just a minute or so on your own background, how you became an expert in the field, and then we'll jump right into the subject.
Glad to. Yeah, I started a precious metals bullion dealership about 8 years ago called Amerigold. People can view the website at amerigold.com, A-M-E-R-I-G-O-L-D.com. We've been doing that for 8 years. And in addition, I write a newsletter called The Mining Speculator regarding the junior mining stocks dealing with precious metals. So I've been doing this for, you know, roughly 8 years, and I speak at the conferences in Canada and the U.S. regarding precious metals and mining stocks.
Mm-hmm. Well, terrific. You know, Greg, timing is everything. I know people who've been trading gold for a long time at the wrong side and in a very listless market. A couple of years ago, the metal obviously kicked in. There's all kinds of discussion about maybe the move is over, but then it breaks out yet again to the upside. Why don't you give us your kind of both short view first and long view on why you think gold is such a interesting and positive story here.
Yeah, we've been in a bull market for gold, despite what you read in the mainstream media, for basically 6 years. During that 6 years, you've had just absolute periods of boredom and absolute periods of sheer exhilaration as the market moves higher. It seems to be that gold moves to a new high, it corrects back, and goes through a boring period, then it moves up to another new high, corrects back, and we've been doing this for 6 years now. And if you look at a six-year chart of gold, it's really obvious that this bull market is intact and probably now getting ready to go into a different phase where the volatility in this market is going to become more pronounced. In other words, the ups are going to be greater, the downs are going to be greater, but the bull market will continue. And the reason for that is the bottom line is the ultimate unsustainability of the debt picture of the United States government. Regardless of what you read, the flight to safety because of dollar risk will be what takes gold higher. There's a lot of reasons why gold is going to move higher, but that is the basic one.
Okay, so it's not really a demand for jewelry. It's more of a storage for currency, in your view.
Yes, and what's happening is these flows in and out of gold. You know, when the risk is perceived, there's a flow into gold. When the risk doesn't seem as great, there's a flow out of gold. Well, this is why we've had this up and down, you know, correcting period, you know, up period, down period. We've seen it seesaw all over the place, but the trend is intact.
Okay, well, you must have a good history on gold. We all know, you know, the country came off of a gold standard back, I guess, 73. Is it traced all the way back to there, or should the country be on a gold standard? I mean, what can you do with gold other than wear it? Is it going to go back to the olden days where it was the medium?
Governments are performing. Gold is basically a commodity, right? It's good for jewelry. But when governments don't perform well and there's risk in markets that people have been investing in, they move into gold, and gold goes from its status as a commodity to a status as money. That's what's happening right now. Gold is being it's changing. It's like a seesaw. It's going from commodity to status as money, and that is because of risk. It's all about risk. People will stay in paper currencies and paper assets as long as they perform. When they look like they're not going to perform or stop performing, they move away from that into hard assets. The history of gold, of course, the history of our country, was founded on the basis of having hard assets behind our currency. All right. Now, at various times, that's changed, the most recent being what you mentioned in 1973, we were taken off the gold standard. In other words, our currency is not backed by anything. All right. It used to be, but it no longer is, and that's what we refer to as a fiat currency, a currency that has nothing behind it, other than the strength of the U.S. economy. There is no hard asset behind our dollar anymore. So the fact that we've been manufacturing so many paper dollars and our debt structure is so upside down, this is now causing problems because foreigners are starting to announce the fact that they're not going to be purchasing our debt anymore. And this is where this comes to an end. We could get away with all the shenanigans that our government has been promoting, all this creation of new money, creation of debt. We could get away with it as long as there was someone there to buy it. All right? In the United States, we've been abusing our system of credit for decades, but we haven't had to pay any consequences yet. But those consequences now look like they're appearing, and that's because the Asians, who have been the biggest supporters of our Treasury bill program, have suddenly stopped buying. Fortunately, they're not selling the Treasury bills they own, but they're slowing down their purchases of Treasury bills. Japan, China, South Korea, Taiwan, the four biggest holders of Treasury bills and buyers of Treasury bills have slowed down their purchasing. So that puts us in a lurch. And because of that, the dollar is at risk, and the dollar is starting to really show signs that this whole picture is unsustainable, and there are financial consequences for what we've been doing the past 40 years.
Okay, so does that make you a long-term bear on our stock markets here, on our bond markets? I mean, the bond yields are quite low. We're always hearing about foreigners stopping buying our treasuries, but then we hear that the reality is the reason our rates are actually so low is that they just don't stop buying. What I personally see, I might be wrong here, is really a bull market that's never been seen before in stocks, bonds, and commodities at the same time with all the global liquidity. I don't know. I mean, this is the way I see it.
Right. No, I see, everybody has their opinions. You know, my take is that as the dollar goes down, the rally we've seen in the stock market will also be unsustainable, and we'll see much lower general stock market prices. I think bonds are finished. I would not be buying bonds at all at this point. And, you know, I'm not a gloom and doom person. I always hope for the best. But I just see that we're coming to a crossroads here with the debt picture of the United States. And some people will say that, oh, it's just a small portion of our GDP. Don't worry about it. Well, you do need to worry about it, because when foreigners no longer are willing to purchase that debt, that sets in motion a whole series of events that can cause major problems. Just earlier this year, our government took away the reporting of M3. M3 is the total measure of our money and our money.
Why did they do that?
Well, this is what I'm going to explain. Okay, this should have been a giant red flag to American investors. Okay, and it was amazing to me that very few people even paid attention. Mm-hmm. The reasoning that they gave as to why they were taking this away was that they said it's become irrelevant. M3 is no longer needed. Well, that's a joke. That's a complete joke. Of course we need M3. It's the clearest, easiest way for the public to see what the government is doing with money creation. All right? And now that the Asians are not buying as many treasury bills, our government has to sell X amount of treasury bills each and every month at these auctions. If there's gaps, then how do they get the money? We need X amount to pay the interest on the old treasury bill debt. So these gaps that are being coming into our market because Asians are not buying as many as they used to is now causing us to create money out of thin air. All right? In other words, we create the money to buy our own treasury bills that are not being sopped up in the market by others. That's a Ponzi scheme.
Right. Now that doesn't have the most calming expectations, you know, should that be the case. What do you recommend, the gold standard? I mean, where do you go on this?
Yeah, I don't think, you know, our political structure is not going to allow the gold standard to come back, you know, unless there's a major crash, right? It would take a major shift in thinking for that to come about. Now, again, the gloom and doom stuff, I hope none of this happens. I hope that there's a way we can manage through all this, but it's getting increasingly more and more unlikely that that is going to happen as time goes on. It appears that our government has put us in a very, very tenuous position in the world market, and we've been able to live off our laurels because the dollar has been the benchmark currency, our economy and military have been the strongest for a long, long time. But I think what we're witnessing now, as we've abused our system of credit and the financial consequences are coming due to America because of our debt structure, this is going to start to change the strength of America. Unfortunately, I believe that America will now begin to wane in the world market, and other economies like China will begin to rise.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not sure I agree with the full analysis, Greg, but it's an interesting train of thought. And
yeah,
what I'd like to do is give you an opportunity to share your website information or contact information, let people read more. It's always good to have several points of view. This is one of the darker ones I've heard in a while. But why don't you share your contact information?
Great. It's amerigold.com, www.amerigold.com, or miningspeculator.com. That's for the newsletter for junior mining stocks. Amerigold is for bullion.
Well, fantastic. Listen, thanks so much for joining us, Greg. Let's hope that only some of your predictions come true. But either way, let me wish you healthy holidays, and thanks for joining us.
Glad to be here.
Okay, folks, you are listening to Voice America Business. I'm Jordan Kimmel. We'll be right back with more profitable investing after this quick word.
The bottom line in business talk. Voice America Business.
At the Magna Investment Group, our job is to maximize returns for both institutional and individual investors. We have a team of licensed investment professionals who are available to handle all facets of financial planning, insurance, and investing for individual retail accounts. Go online now at magnetinvesting.com and see what we can do to help your financial success. Call right now, 1-973-895-4444. The Magna Investment Group, a disciplined way to pick winning stocks.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Keeping you a step ahead of the changing world of business. This is Voice America Business.
You're logged on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Now here's the host of Profitable Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody. And I want to just take a little bit of time going over a couple things our guests have said, because I think it brings a lot of interesting thoughts to my mind. And first, let's start with our last guest, who is really talking about the entire demise of the U.S. and the meltdown and reason to buy gold. And I want to make sure that everyone's entitled to a view. He may well be right. And what I really want to encourage everybody, there's a great old movie back in the days when I was in college, so I'm dating myself, but the movie's called Rollover. And it had Kris Kristofferson as a banker, and I think his girlfriend was Jane Fonda. And the thought pattern was, what if the Saudis back in those days stopped rolling over all their money into treasuries? What would happen? It's a fantastic movie, all about global macroeconomics, and fascinating with a really dark ending. Truth be told, when I got also in this business, we were just undergoing the Resolution Trust Corporation was unwinding all kinds of bad real estate. Citibank was at $6. We were hearing about imminent bankruptcy from Citibank, and basically this country, if you remember, was done. Far cry from that. I think back at that time, again, the Dow was trading around 1,700. The fact is the markets were this much smaller, and somehow we have a way when anything hits the fan, people want U.S. dollars, they want U.S. stocks, they want U.S. currencies, and any which way you call it, we're a far cry from anything other than that happening. Again, I believe what we're seeing is something very, very different, very new. People need to be flexible. What we're really seeing for the first time in history, I believe, is a simultaneous bull market in gold, all commodities virtually, the stock market and the bond market. That's in fact how much money is around. It's breathtaking. The markets are bigger. More cash is being generated by companies being profitable. In fact, countries continue to print money. I brought up this issue about M3 and the fact that they stopped announcing the creation of new money. I thought that was a huge mistake. I think transparency is what makes people comfortable and makes them easy, and any move away from transparency, I believe, is just an awful, awful mistake. That being said, what we tend to do is not have 5 and 10 year opinions. We do see and did see gold consolidate, break down. We now saw it break right back up again. So the trend in gold is positive, not because I want it to be, not because I think it is, but because it is. And we'll have to figure out why, and we'll have to, you know, watch this carefully. But I do not believe the demise of the United States. In fact, I think this country, despite the media, this country has never been in a more powerful position. Maybe what we need to do is to kind of spread out global peace and the peacekeeping costs, and not eat all these costs, and not support the UN, and then have all the UN turn their back on us at the wrong time. But maybe that's a little bit of a full different discussion. What I want to do is I want to turn our, you know, going back again to Greg, who came on from Z-Trim, Greg Halper. Very interesting company where, you know, my wife was recently actually in Family Circle magazine. She was one of the folks trumpeting about healthier school lunches. We're seeing juvenile diabetes. We're seeing adult diabetes all skyrocket, all from lifestyle. People gaining too much weight, too much sugar. And I hear about it every day as I scoop out a bowl of ice cream in the evening. Why am I killing myself? Why don't I eat better? Well, the fact is, it all comes, folks, from eating a little bit smaller portions and exercising a little bit more. But if you could find a substitute for the fat itself and something that was generated from the U.S. government testing itself, I think those guys are onto something. It's a very small company. We're not in here to promote individual companies. It's the kind of area where you want to do some homework, and if you could be patient, I think that there's a lot of upside opportunity. But what I reason, you know, one of the things I really also love about Greg is what this whole country is about, and what our second guest missed is this country's about entrepreneurs doing new things with new products, and if they hit, the profit margins are excessive. There's no competition around. And the way to make the most amount of money in the stock market itself is by identifying companies that dominate a niche, that are leaders in their field, that have a way of producing something at a profit where they can sell it and distribute it. Folks, if it sounds like blocking and tackling, it is. And this whole concept of way back when on the internet will sell products at a loss, we'll make it up in volume. Well, that was all exposed as a ridiculous fallacy. You have to be able to make something profitable. You have to be able to sell it, and that's what good business is about. It's about cash flow. But what we continue to see every week, every month, obviously the biggest example right now has got to be Google. Not to endorse the stock, what I want to tell you is there's certain valuation issues I just can't get my arms around, but here you have, you know, a stock that trades up to $500 per share, not because people like it, but because one by one people have gotten behind either their cash flow or their ingenuity. The fact is this country is based around entrepreneurialism, and what we do better than anybody else in the world is come up with breakthrough technologies across the healthcare, the technology, the construction, the manufacturing. All these industries continue to get benefit from good old what's called Yankee ingenuity. We've got a way of coming out of our problems. And a little known fact, folks, if you didn't know this already, and I think you need to read as much as you can, one of my absolute heroes in this industry is Jim Rogers, who's written three great books, the last one on commodities. But what he's talked about is the fact that the U.S. government twice in our history has already defaulted on our national debt. I'm not sure how they got away with it. I'm not sure. I think I probably need to read more about that too. But in our own little 200-plus year history, we have fully defaulted on our national debt twice, yet this country is the only world superpower. It's the place where people want to have their money. If you go to the wealthiest people in the world and they want to buy another piece of property, they buy it in the United States. If you go to the underprivileged people who are looking to make their first dollar and their first $1,000 of their life, where do they want to come? They want to go through every trial and tribulation to get into this country, to have children born into this country. We've had guests on talking about the wonder of America and really what it's about. So we do go through these periods where people talk about the decline in the dollar as some sort of systematic underpinning of the demise of America. Folks, I don't agree with that one bit. I think there's room right now for almost anything you're doing to make money if, in fact, it's profitable, if there's a barrier to entry, if there's a way to generate cash flow. But the main message here is that this is something brand new. It's something I don't think has ever been seen in our financial history before. We are living through right now a simultaneous bull market in bonds, stocks, and commodities. It all has to do with the cash on the sidelines. And too many people wake up in the morning and they're hearing about either the Taliban or anthrax or a plane that crashed or a train that crashed or some other travesty that the media would like to turn their attention on for the day. So if you have a non-ending experience of reading bad news, folks, you think there's bad news. The wealth in this country has never been greater. The wealth in the world has never been greater. People want more of it. And, folks, we are living in great times. The question is, in the world of specialization, you actually need to be special. So we talk about honing your skills, having a special product, being a little bit different. And, folks, it's a different way of thinking. There's actually enough for everybody if we figure out how to get it. So let me end on this very positive note. I see a lot of green on my screen. I see we're correcting the day. We probably end November up strong, but we week today. My prediction, by the next show, we will see a simultaneous breakout on the Dow, the transports, and the utilities. That will bring all of the Dow theorists onto the bullish camp. It's one thing after another as we climb the wall of worry. So, on this last day of November, thanks for joining us. Join us next week on Voice America and Profitable Investing. In the meantime, have a profitable week ahead yourself. Enjoy it. Remember to kiss the kids and be safe, okay? We'll see you next week on Profitable America. Bye-bye now.
Voice America Business would like to thank you for logging on to Profitable Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in for another exciting hour of Profitable Investing right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, Voice America Business.